Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. We're doing this, people. We're doing this. You know, I've been waiting to do my phone blast. And here we go. Today is May 25th, 2016. We are live. We are Asia Downing and Eric Terrell. This is the Eric Terrell Show. Go figure. And what we're doing today is a phone blast. Listen here, people. I'm doing more phone blasts this season. This is the inaugural Season 5 phone blast. This is also the kickoff to our Girl Power series. Hello, Girl Power. We're doing a series entitled Girl Power, Church Discrimination, Professional Discrimination, and today, Government and Politics Discrimination for the woman. Okay, that's going to be our kickoff to the Girl Power series. And the Girl Power series kickoff is a phone blast. Is America ready for a female president? Okay, they gave me my date for this contest at Helium. It's going to be June 8th. I'm going to be at Helium doing the contest June 8th. That's Helium Comedy Club in Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, not Harrisburg or Radnor, but that's that, and I think that's pretty much all I've got to say. So Asia Downing is here, and I'm excited about that, and I've got a few people on the line already, at least one or two keep popping up, and I'm going to get to each phone call. For all of the people who are listening who want to call in and don't know how to do that, well, what you do is you grab your telephone, okay? You use a telephone, and you use the numbers on the telephone. If you have a smartphone, it should be a little square that has a telephone on it. You tap that, and then what you do is you put in 646-595-3259. I said 646-595-3259. Now let's do this. First of all, Asia Downing, life.
Yes.
Life gives you excuses, Asia. Life hands you a load, a plethora, a myriad of potential excuses. Now it's up to you whether you want to use these excuses throughout your life. How long you want to use these excuses, all right? You can be a woman. You can be an African-American. You can be poor. And you can live your life saying, you know what, I wish I had money. I wish I was white. You know what? If I was white, things would be different. If I was just a man, if I just had me an Adam's apple and a man region, you know, I could get some things done. So, do you think Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton ever said, you know, I wish I was black, I wish I was a man? Do you think they ever seriously complained about it? The answer is no, and the reason. give me 1 second. You can give me what you got in 1 second. I just want to say, Asia, that I feel like now President Obama has a lot of things that white people have. He's always had these things. However, I don't believe he sat down and said, you know what, what I really want out of life is white skin. The reason they didn't seriously complain is because you can do two things. You can make excuses or you can make results. You got two choices. And the people who say these things, like, I wish I was white, you know, I wish I was a man, these people are going to fit into one of those two categories. They're going to fit into that primary category, okay? Because people who fish for excuses will always find an excuse. You want to be a man. Well, if you were a man, then you would find something else, because that's just the kind of person you are. It's not about what's outside of you, what's on you, what gender you are. It's about what's inside of you, what's in your chest, and what's in your head. Because the people who look to make results will always make results. The people who look for excuses will always find them, but the people who push those aside and look for results will always find results. Now, I've got my numbers. First of all, the number of the day is zero. Zero is our number, because zero represents the amount of people who have served as president of the United States without an Adam's apple. The people who have held the presidency without having an Adam's apple. Those are, that is the number of the day. Zero. And I have a bunch of numbers, subsequently. First of all, we have 200 countries in this world. We have 20 female world leaders. As it stands today, 17 women are serving an elected head of state or head of government roles. This is according to the United Nations Women's Court. And this is not just heads of state and government that fall short in a count of women in power, because on average, 22% of seats in parliament worldwide were filled by women as of just last year. 22%. Now, given we have seen a spike in the past 20 years, in the last score years, or the last 20 years, we've seen a spike that is double. So basically, in the last 20 years, the number of women, or the percent of women that have held parliament seats, has doubled. Now we've got 22%. So here we go. Seats in Congress, real quick. 20% of the Senate is women, as far as our Senate Congress seats. Now for the House of Representatives, 19.3%. 37 women have served as governor in our nation's history. 37 women have served as governor. Now, there are currently 6 female governors. There are 6 in Oregon, in New Hampshire, in Oklahoma, South Carolina, New Mexico, and last but not least, the state in which I performed last weekend, the state that showed me some good love. Love the state of Rhode Island. Okay, now these 6 states, think about it. I mean, for lack of a better word, I would say they're insignificant states. Now, nothing personal. I love my Rhode Island. I went to Al Forno, one of the best places I've ever eaten in my life. Okay, they got good people in Rhode Island, but we aren't talking about a New York, a D.C., you know, not D.C., but Washington, a Georgia, California. We aren't talking about these kind of states. These are the states that have female governors: Rhode Island, Oregon, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Carolina, New Mexico. Now, mayors, and I'm going to let you talk, Asia, and I'm done talking, okay? And this is a phone blast. We're going to take some phone calls. Oh, you know what I forgot to say? I forgot to say at the beginning of the show that I got 5 things. I got 5 things, and we're going to do 5 things. Of the cities with 30,000 plus citizens, of all the cities that have 30,000 plus citizens, this amounts to approximately 1,391 cities. So of those 1,391 mayors, 262 are women, which is about 18.8%. So I gave you a whole bunch of numbers just now. You can make of those numbers whatever you please. They can look good, they can look bad. But what I say, the one thing I say about all of that stuff that I just said, is that what the trend dictates, or not dictates, but indicates, is that we're bound to have a female president sooner or later. We're bound to have someone in the White House serving as commander-in-chief that does not have an Adam's apple. It's going to happen eventually. I see it happening, and I want to know what you think. Asia Downing?
Sure.
And listening.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm... Yes, whenever you please. I don't. I tried my best. I tried my best to.
You did. You got a lot of information out in a short period of time, so I commend you. That's really not that bad. So, do I feel like America's ready? I don't know. I feel like we're undergoing this huge surgery of change. I mean, we just had our first African-American president for 8 years, and we've had some acceptance, and then we've had some naysayers. I don't know if right now at this moment if we're ready to pull the gauze off that chain. It's like one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going through this whole chain, this plastic surgery thing, and we were ripped off the bandage for one. Okay, we got a black president. It happened. We've accepted it. And they're like, whoa, whoa, woman. Wait, well, one baby step. America as a whole is probably not ready. I mean, if it happens, just the same, we're going to have to get used to it. I mean, things are changing. I wouldn't say that I had a daughter, and she was like, you know what, Mom, one day I want to be president. I'd be like, go for it. I don't think she should deter herself from wanting to achieve those goals. She should not have any excuses, because America is changing. Like, this isn't 1940s. Women have the same rights as men do, and it's perfectly fine. Like, Hillary's running for office. There was a time where we couldn't do that. It wasn't even socially accepted. But, you know, things are happening.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't, and I will say this, if it doesn't happen this go around, it's definitely going to happen soon. Like you said, there are plenty of women in power, in seats of power all over the country. And it's about time. So if you're not ready, America, those of you who aren't, get ready. Like, let this be like, oh,
yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
This is real. So,
yeah. like
no,
you
no,
said,
no.
I
so
think
get
I think
used
the
to it.
right.
Yeah.
Like
enjoy the ride. Like don't panic. Don't it's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen.
See, it would be different if we didn't have this other guy in the picture, if because our alternative to a female president is what, a bigot, like
right.
This
is a good time for her to run too. It's like, even though we don't like you, they may not want a woman, but it's like, I'll deal with that, because you're looking at it like. No,
I'm not gonna
do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't going that way. It's like you being lactose. It's like you being lactose intolerant, and you got two ice cream cones, but you also allergic to nuts. Trump got nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can
right.
go and eat this ice cream. You might be miserable for a couple of hours, but you could die if you take that ice cream cone with the nuts.
Yeah,
take the regular ice cream.
There you go.
and deal with it.
See, the thing is, I think by making it ice cream, you're giving Trump way too much credit. I feel like if you're lactose intolerant and allergic to nuts, then you could have the ice cream Hillary, or you could have something else with nuts in it, like something that you like. Not ice cream.
No,
not...
You could die. I was saying.
That's true.
You will die from eating ice cream, but you will die if you eat too many nuts. That's all I'm saying. You have allergic reactions.
Yeah.
Ain't no, I would never put Trump and ice cream in the same room. Like, that would just, it wouldn't, no. That would repulse me. I wouldn't want ice cream anymore.
Trump would be like someone just force feeding, just jamming nuts down your mouth. I mean, this sounds X-rated now, but
throwing nuts at you.
just putting peanuts
dropping
right into
you down,
just like making
you down
eat
peanuts. In pouring peanut
like
butter down your mouth. Okay. Yeah,
peanuts with like mothballs mixed in there, like just a bunch of
and
peanuts with mothballs, a little bleach. A little bleach and some you know, some raw, some stale broccoli, you know, just all of it.
Oh, my God.
Or you could have the ice cream and be sick for a little while. Okay, we're gonna head right to these phone lines. And Asia and I are going to have fun. The phone blast is now. Five things. I'm gonna try and get to that later on in the show, but I definitely want to get to these phones. All right, we've got here we go. Ain't done this in a while, Asia, but I got it. Here we go. All right, here we go. Okay, 975. Hello.
Hi.
hey, this Latifah.
Yes, it is. What's going on?
There it is. I know my people's voice. What's happening with you, girl? How you feeling about life and about this crazy topic?
This topic. I think America is ready for a female president. There's like a huge wave of like openness and acceptance going on, whether it's with gays, minorities, females. Everybody isn't completely open to it, but that acceptance is increasing. I think us seeing Michelle Obama in the White House, although she was, you know, just the first lady, she had a sense of power with her. And I think seeing that image, that gets America ready for a female president, in my opinion. Hillary, she has, you know, a huge, huge number of delegates. She's on her way, honestly. That's what I believe.
Okay. Now, real quick, here's what I think about her being on her way. I do think she's on her way. She's got the delegates. She's front running.
Right.
But I'm scared. I'm scared for two reasons. Now, I try my best not to say this name on the show as much as possible, but I'm going to say the name. I'm going to say the name one more time. What scares me about Donald Trump is that we've seen grand-scale cheaters before. President Bush cheated, okay? So if anybody, given he feels the fear of losing, decides to throw around not only his power but his money, which Trump has more of in both of those things than George Bush did, I think Trump would do that. Now, so that's the first thing. And now the second thing about her being on her way, which I want her to be on her way, but this is the second thing that scares me, is that, we know that there are powerful people that exist in this country, some of them being in the top 1% of the top 1% economically. And these people, a lot of these people, or some of these people, I'm going to give America credit, some of these people are male white supremacists. Some of them belong to the Tea Party, And some of these people are going to want to die at the thought of not only three consecutive Democratic presidents, but the thought of a female president directly
mm-hmm.
following a black president.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a bit much. I think
yeah.
I think it'll be a lot for these people to swallow. And I think, yeah. what do you think? You think beyond past all that, she's on her way. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I would be a little nervous once she gets into office, if she gets into office. But I don't. I don't think she has a problem winning the candidacy to be the Democratic nominee. She's definitely going
right.
to have trouble with Trump. That's just
right.
the way this country is. We're seeing just how ignorant people are based on the numbers of voters he's getting.
Yeah,
I would definitely be nervous.
Yeah, we're going to have problems with Trump. That's all I'm trying to say. We're going to have problems. We're going to have big, big, big problems. Listen, Latifah, you can hang out for the rest of the show. I really, really appreciate the phone call. You're my girl,
no
for real.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Good show.
Thank you so much. Now, Asia, we're going to do this really quickly, and I'm going to bring on another phone call. We have another phone call. I'm going to ask that call to please hold on the line. What we got? What are these things? Come on, real quick.
These five things are the top five women that should be president. I don't know if Hillary
the top. The top five. Yeah, listen. A few of these women. Hillary. I think Hillary. Hillary would be better than as president. But one or two of these women I would trust more than Hillary Clinton. I'm just gonna leave you with that thought. You pick which woman you think might be better.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just decided to throw together my best five female candidates for the presidency, okay? These are the best five women I got, okay? These are my female nominations for president. Number five. Beyonce. She would be okay.
Man.
You heard me. Yeah. If she could perform for us, you know, I mean, that would, I don't know about her.
I don't think the foreigners would have a problem with eating with Beyonce. They love her. So, yeah.
Jay-Z would be a cool first man. He would be a cool first guy. but She would sell tickets. The White House, she would bring money into. I think she has more fans than Hillary Clinton. Put it that way. She's got more people behind her. Here we go. Asia, number four.
Number four.
Shonda Rhimes and Kerry Washington. Together, both of them. They got to do it as a team.
Okay.
Because Shonda's got to write everything, and then Carrie's got to play Olivia Pope. And together, they could just be president. I think they could do it. They'd be better than Melly Grant. Okay. This is what I got. Okay. Now, it's about to get – not yet. I got one more. Number three, Madea. She's a tough one.
Oh, Lord.
You know, she could. I think she could do something. Madea could do something about gun control because she would have all the guns. She could control all the guns, and just be. We wouldn't need an army. She could fight for us with her purse and pistol, and Bible. I'm just saying. She's got a purse, a pistol, and a Bible. That's a woman who I can trust as a leader. Okay, Asia, I think I've silenced you. Here we go. Now, Now, Asia, it's about to get good. It's about to get good, Asia. Here we go. These are my top two. Number two. Matilda. I think this little girl can do it.
I'm thrilled. Oh, God.
This little girl got magic, okay? She got that stare, that mean stare when she bent the spoon. She beat Principal Trenchable or whatever the principal's name was. She can do it. I would trust her. Oh yeah, Maisie, ready for this?
I don't know, Matilda. You can say anybody right now.
You haven't said a word about any of these. I'm just picturing your face. But I think you would agree here. This woman's gonna be president if she ever decided to run. Number one.
Who is it?
Claire Huxtable. I trust Claire Huxtable.
I'm going. Yes, I'm for that.
Finally, I got you. Finally. Hey, I didn't say they'd be good, but there they are. Now, here we go. Phone blast. I've been waiting for this. My man, 873. Hello, you're live.
873. Hello.
What's going on, bro?
Okay, you got the number wrong. This is Ross. How you doing?
215-8837. Look at you. You're right. I'm dyslexic. Ain't that something?
That's what it is. First of all, a couple things. I thought you were going to go totally wrong and go with Amber Rose as number one. As long as you don't go
good.
Amber Rose, I won't hang out, all right? I'll take that. And I'm also still recovering from that nuts analogy, that whole mouthful of nuts thing you had. I thought this
was a
Republican debate for a second there, talking about nuts in the mouth or whatnot. So, you know, you gotta clean it up a little bit. We can't go Republican debate up in here, all right? But I do think that, yes, we are ready for a female president. Honestly, I didn't believe that we were ready for a black president without seeing one in my lifetime. Now, granted, Obama doesn't look like Flavor Flav, all right, up in the White House, all right, or what's and whatnot. So, you know, I didn't see a black president. But I think, well, sure, why not? We've seen, you know, female CEOs, you know, of that nature and whatnot. We've seen female school principals, so to speak. That's a much more a lesser job. But I don't see any reason why there shouldn't be a woman president. I think Hillary will win. And I think it would be good not just for women, but for minorities as a whole, you know, with regard to realizing opportunities and breaking down barriers. So I think it'd be a good thing, you know.
Yeah, I agree. It would be really good for minorities as a whole.
Correct.
Personally, I love the idea of another president that's not a white man. We've had white men for a few centuries. I think I'm white manned out. You know, like I mean, and I'm young, and I'm already white manned out. So I can't imagine how our seasoned saints feel about all these white men. After Hillary, we should go with a gay president. Maybe we should just keep the minority rolling, right?
Yeah, well, I'm white manned out, too. I'll tell you that much. Now, I did think outside the box. Can I share some of my outside-the-box thoughts? Is that okay?
Yeah, come on with it.
All right, I'm going to come with it. Now, first of all, if Hillary does win, she does owe Bill some payback, right? Right? She owes Bill some payback. So let me ask you this. After relations, you feel kind of relaxed, peaceful even, right? So we could dial
Hillary
up and have the first ever menage a trios summit up in the White House. You know what I'm saying? I mean, imagine what she could do for world peace. Get Putin, Kim Jong-il, Castro, invite ISIS, you know what I'm saying, and have a nice menage a summit, and we got world peace. I mean, her name is Hillary Rodham Clinton, right? Hillary Rodham Clinton. So I'm just saying that's the cure for world
my.
Peace. We could bring some Winston Chase back in the White House, make it 50 Shades of Hillary, and we got world peace. And Bill Clinton has it. You know? And one more thing. I mean, I think she can also relieve our debt. You know, you call the Prime Minister of Canada, you know, Kung Fu Panda and whatnot, right? And whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And that will relieve our debt right there. See, he might pay.
That.
He might pay. So I'm just saying, I think we're ready for a world president, and Hillary can do us a world of good. That's my two cents.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hey, you gave us about 99 cents. That's what we need. I want to thank all of our live listeners. Sayonara, hasta luego. They're done at 7 o'clock. And Ross, I really appreciate you. Poignant insight as well as the Minaj summit. That would be. Listen here, you know what I always wondered, why were presidents, after winning a second term, because you might want a second term, but why are you so worried about your approval rating if you've already been elected for a second term? You know, have a menage a trois, shoot a porn video in the White House. Just do you. I think Obama should smoke weed if he wants to. Why not? Okay, just do stuff. Just be you. Just have fun. Invite me and you to the White House so we can play basketball. Just do whatever. I don't know. But a Minaj summit. I've heard it all. Hey, bro, I appreciate you, bro. That's why I'm glad we saved the best call for last. I appreciate you.
All about world peace. I'm thinking ahead.
My man. Oh, yeah. Appreciate you, bro. I'll talk to you soon. Now, 215-908. What's up? Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's going on? What you got for us?
What's good, Eric Terrell? We talking
what's
about
happened?
A female president. I say we need to be single as a country for a minute. Can we just date a couple people for a minute? I'm tired of being as a country. I just want to be a player right now. Can we just date a little while, see who we like? Because, child, I'm telling you, Hillary, she'll get in office as a female president, but I don't think the world is ready for PMS or menopause.
That's what
she old. She's gonna be going through it. She's gonna be up there snapping.
That's what I've been thinking. I don't know if we're ready.
She's gonna be giving speeches, going into sweats. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody.
I think we single.
That's good. That's good input. I tell you who really ain't got time for that. Bill ain't got time for that. Okay.
Bill gonna be happy his wife working all the time. He gonna have a shut up Linsky. That's what he gonna have. Don't say nothing, don't tell my wife, don't go in the press, take this check. I know that's right, Bill. Always sneaking and creeping.
Oh man, that's good. Thank you so much, because I appreciate you.
He going to the White House to the Minaj party disguised up. Bill gonna be the first person there. Did the party start yet?
This is the Eric Terrell Show uncut after dark. Minaj summit. I've heard it all. Appreciate you, cuz.
Okay.
Oh man, I love all of my callers, my co-host Asia Downen, my co-host who I've lost. We had a connection issue. Latifa, Ross, Latoya, all of my callers today. Phone blast. We're gonna have more phone blasts, especially our Summer Love Relationships series phone blast. That's gonna be intense. So stay tuned. Next week is June 1st. It's a big day. Next Wednesday is a very, very big day. June 1st, 2011 was the first day that I got on stage. So next Wednesday, when we do the Eric Terrell Show, June 1st, 2016, would make my five-year anniversary. So we're going to have a very special episode of the Eric Terrell Show, and we're going to talk to Monroe Martin, who has been on MTV. He's been on has he been on Comedy Central? I know he's been on the Late Night Show with Jimmy Kimmel. He's a black comedian who's really, really on the up and up. And him and I are going to have an honest, open discussion about black people and about black comedy. Is black comedy urban comedy? Can black comedy be mainstream comedy? That's next week. Thank you guys so much for Is America Ready for a Female President? Love is the most important thing, everybody. Love yourself. Love other people. Love the truth. and love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God, well, God did it. Thank you so much. I'll see you all next week. Minaj Summit. I'm done. Lord, I can't take my own show. I can't take it.